Marty, what day is it?
It is National Catfish Day today.
It is National Catfish Day.
Catfish for you.
Am I getting catfished here?
You're about to get catfished.
She got catfished?
Yeah, that's right. We catfished you.
What are you talking about?
Fish. Get out the fryer and cook up a good catfish dinner for the family.
Happy National Catfish Day.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, America. This is Irene Armendariz-Jackson in El Paso, Texas, and I'm here to say, Kamala, you came a little too late. We have had this crisis for years. We need solutions. We don't need you parading in the Border Patrol station or acting like you care. Americans matter. America matters. God bless you, America.
guess what was waiting for Kamala when she pulled into town? A nice long just parade of people with I can't say that one, but something Biden flag. And Trump won, and face it, what a great way to start a Friday with the truth. Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love it. I saw that, and I've played that video like five times just to see the signs and watch the people out there waving and cheering. And as Ms. Harris's convoy went by, motorcade. This is just fantastic. Oh, lots of stuff to bring you today. Let's knock out the poll question really, real quick here, because this is scary. I know a lot of people are traveling this summer, but I just want you to be aware. Cargo flight pilot passed out on the runway. You probably heard that. Three pilots have died in America after getting the Franken-shot. Four British Airways pilots have died after getting the shot. Just curious, do you feel safe flying knowing that pilots have died from blood clots after being mandated to take the COVID shot? They're being mandated. And they're being enticed just like everybody else because they're trying to get away from the term mandated or required. So what are they doing? Well, United is offering flight attendants, pilots, extra pay for proof of COVID shot. And they're not the only ones. You know, they're getting extra hours, but if you do it here in Nevada, ooh, you get a chance to win millions of taxpayer dollars. Could you just stop and say, what's the push? What's the rush? We're in summer now and sunshine and all that. You know, supposedly kills the vaccine or the virus. What is the push? Makes you wonder. So that's today's poll question. Do you feel safe? I know I'm driving. I'll be driving anyway. Well, not me, actually, my husband, because he didn't let me drive when I'm in the car. I don't know what is up with that. I mean, literally, he has to be deathly ill for him to let me drive. I don't know what it is because I'm a good driver. I have a lead foot, but I'm a good driver. So yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, should utility companies be allowed to control your smart thermostat and lower and raise the temperature in your home or office? 95% of those participating said no. That is just wrong. Speaking of things people do against others' will, is amazing. But again, love to have you answer those poll questions. I've already put a few things on my webpage, too. If you go to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. And this is something that a number of people have been talking about. I didn't get into it until I actually saw the full story of the interview. I used to be, of course, just like everybody else when you're younger, when she first came out, was a huge fan of Britney Spears. Loved her music. I love pop music. Anything that's upbeat and fun. And she was upbeat and fun. And then she grew up before our eyes. And then she had an issue. She had a few issues. But now that she has given testimony, wow, I did not know it was like that. You might not care about Britney Spears. I don't know if you're my age, maybe you enjoyed her music. But the control that people have over her, I mean, this is a woman in her 30s with two grown children. I did not realize that she was still under a conservatorship of her father and this other guy, who, by the way, makes $16,000 a month. And she's given $1,000 a week allowance. This pop star who has made millions upon millions of dollars. One of the things that came out in the testimony, she was forced to have an IUD inserted for the guys out there. That's an intrauterine device. It's a form of birth control. She wants it removed so she can have another baby and live her life, and her conservatives are saying no. Craig, how old is she again? 39 years old. She's a birthday away from being the big 4-0. And yet she's being treated like she's 4. She has a court-appointed attorney. So is that person really working the best of the best, working in her best interest, being appointed by a judge? She doesn't even have the ability to get into her money and hire her own top-notch lawyer to get her away from these people. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely incredible that someone of that fame, or anybody in this country is living like that. Isn't that scary to you? The cost of fame, I guess, is greater than I actually thought. So I was actually on Twitter, and I usually don't tweet hashtags or, you know, pop entertainment stories like that, but I had to. Hashtag free Britney. Hashtag free Britney now. This is just incredible. So while I was messing around on Twitter, when I actually came across that story, I was just looking at something. This guy who parades around as president, it's just absolutely hysterical. I had to go in and see what at POTUS was up to. And I looked at his followers. He has 12 million followers. You know, and you know that they're not taking away his followers. They're not blocking his followers. So I thought that was just extremely funny So I kept scrolling through. You know, it's got stuff on here on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Any Republican who voted for the infrastructure bill needs to be out. Needs to be out immediately. Thank goodness we have an election coming up. It's just, yeah. We'll build a national network of electric vehicle chargers. Oh, you mean those electric vehicles that California and Texas and other states that use that are telling them not to charge their vehicles? Interesting. So what a waste of time putting a bunch of electric chargers in there that during times will be just either shut down under government control, or you'll be told, oh, by the way, please don't charge your vehicle. So I just scrolling through, and here, of course, you know, Biden can't do it. So Jen Psaki has to go through and list all of the things about the infrastructure bill. Boy, she just sucks. So going through. And then it says here, who to follow? Kamala Harris. Oh, let's look at Kamala. Oh, well, Joe beat her. Not literally, figuratively here. 10.6 million followers. Jill Biden. Let's look at her. Oh, Jill Biden has 3 million followers. Now, you have to laugh at that. Because if you know anything about any member of the Trump family, they have a hell of a lot more followers than that. Yet, this is the person who, you know, 80 million people supposedly voted for to put in the White House. That cracks me up. Sometimes social media is a cool thing. There's Donald Jr. tweeting about the military hosting drag queen shows. You know, I go back to the same thing. These drag queens, if you saw a picture of the drag queens that performed at Nellis, one of them looks straight up the devil. Straight up. I mean, red bunny ears that look like horns to me, and the makeup. Drag queens are beautiful. Like RuPaul. You know, they look like queens, literally. They look like just the most beautiful of beautiful made up. All of these, except for one, looked hideous. Looked like monsters. And this is what they're doing Drag Queen Story Hour with. I have no problem with, you know, drag queens and drag shows, but it should be an adult choice. And I'm just wondering how many of those military men and women chose to have that as their entertainment.
Take your dog to work day event is celebrated every year on the Friday following Father's Day.
And I've been working like a dog.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I'll show you how to walk a dog.
I'm just a walking my dog.
It's a dog eating dog.
Oh,
I love my dog.
I love my dog.
Hey.
Because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yo, roll it out, dog. Roll it out.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my
do is pop your wop.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
We lead local talk because it's about you. It's you talking. 884-9910, talking text this morning. And I love memes. And I love it when Biden speaks because the memes just fly. Just got this one from, of course, Babylon Bee put it out. They have some of the best. But after Biden spoke, huge spike in Americans buying F-15s after Biden suggests you'll need them to overthrow government. Shows a guy with a nice house and an F-15 in his driveway. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Sales are going up. I still can't get over this Kamala Harris. Oh, my gosh. So do we need to be in the situation that we're in? No, we don't. One of the guys that I like to follow and watch, Dan Bongino. Why I refuse to trust the FBI. Why would anybody trust any of the alphabet agencies? I mean, seriously. The NSA, they literally know everything. They're recording every phone call, all of the computer stuff. All of these agencies know where the bad guys are. They know where the pedophiles are. I'm not talking about, you know, the guy up the street that showed a nasty picture on the website of himself. I'm talking about the true satanic pedophiles. The people who traffic in children. They know where they're at. Yet nothing's done. They know where the drug cartel tunnels are at. We have ground-penetrating radar from the sky. We have LIDAR. We know where all of this stuff is. The cartels are taking over California, Texas, Arizona. Yet nothing's done. Because you are supposed to be kept in fear. If only more people would step up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just scrolling through my texts here that you're sending me. Yes, I apologize. It's Dr. Jill Biden. mentioned Jill in the last segment and forgot to mention Dr. Another quick text. Yes, you are absolutely right. Her conservatives don't want the order lifted because they're living off her money. That's true. Absolutely true. And that's what people do. So, good news. Hopefully, at some point, Sheriff Ken Furlong will be joining us. They caught one of the feral dogs that's been running around in the Carson area. This is, again, why it is so important to not approach any dog, whether he looks like the most beautiful dog in the world and friendly and your favorite breed. Do not ever approach a dog that is off a leash. Well, even if they're on a leash and you don't know the person whose dog it is, don't approach them. It just amazes me how people say, oh, it's the dog's fault. No, it's your bonehead fault for going up to a dog and scaring it and who might be protecting its owner or who might be protecting its territory. So please, just know There's three of them out there. One of them have got, and we'll get an update on that.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And just so you know what's going on around the world and around town, keep you updated on things here on the show. This is a tweet from Major Patriot. So let me get this straight. Within 24 hours of Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani's appearance in court to address Dominion Voting Systems lawsuits, Giuliani gets his law license yanked, a building in the same neighborhood where members of Trump family reside completely collapses, John McAfee commits suicide, and Biden threatens F-15 airstrikes armed with nukes against Americans who want to take on the government. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. And just as a little reminder as what's been going on around us from the left, this is from Save America. The left lies. I mean, I know the right lies too, but I mean, these are just crazy, crazy lies. And they think you are so stupid. And now it's coming out. The radical left is even admitting that they lied. Because it was all about an election. Oh, remember when I said that last year? It's not about a virus. It's about an election. Hydroxychloroquine works. The China virus came from a Chinese lab. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. The Russian bounties story was fake. We did produce vaccines before the end of 2020 in record time. Blue state lockdowns didn't work. Schools should be reopened. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. Border security program was unprecedentedly successful. All Biden had to do was just keep everything going. But no. Got in there and started doing all those EOs, the executive orders. Oh. Kind of like, you know, Governor Sisolak throws his weight around. There's some to throw around. So, just a thought. Just lots of thoughts today. Whatever you're thinking about, 884-9910. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Cargo flight pilot passed out on the runway. Three pilots have died here in America. Four British Airways pilots died. What do they all have in common? The recent Frankenshot. So here's today's poll question. Do you feel safe flying knowing that pilots have died from blood clots after being mandated by different airlines to take the shot? See, here's the deal. You've got airlines out there that are saying, don't fly if you've had the shot because of blood clots. And yet they're making their pilots take the shot. Yeah, that. What kind of sense does that make? Yesterday's poll question, should utility companies be allowed to control your smart thermostat and lower or raise the temperature in your home or office as they see fit? Oh, it's really hot. Okay, let's go. Oh, 74 degrees in the summer. That is not going to stand. Let's get that up to 78. Yeah, 95% of those participating in the poll said no. So even though you say no, that the utility company shouldn't be allowed to do that, you might want to start reading contracts before you sign them. And my recommendation would be to read from the bottom to the top, because it's always in the bottom of the contract that you get the real juicy stuff, because they figure you tire out by then. You guys are, people are signing up for all of this and they don't realize it. Especially when that, just that wicked F word, that four letter F word comes out. You know the one I'm talking about. Free. Yeah, that changes everything. So I received an email from a lovely lady, from a listener. It has been 10 months. 10 months since she's received unemployment. She's been trying to work with Dieter. And of course, just getting the runaround. So what's going on? She's asking for my help. Who she can contact is there? She's going under. She needs her money. So I responded just with my typical, who is your state senator? Who is your assembly person? You know, maybe they can get the legislative law involved. Yeah, that's a waste of time. So I am looking into this. And again, the requests have been made multiple times. I always get the stupidest emails. When did you get somebody on from Dieter? Really? Really? You don't think that I've called? That my producers haven't called? They refuse to go live on the air. Sorry, if you can't go live on the air and answer the questions that are given to you, then what is the purpose of talking to you? So here's the deal. I have to take, it's not gossip, it's anonymous information. And here is the anonymous information for you. If you are trying to get money out of Dieter, good luck. Because there's no money to get. So as I have been informed from somebody who works within the organization, who shall remain nameless, the fraud is so bad. The fraud is so bad amongst this agency and Governor Sisolak wants a bond to cover everything, that the IRS is now stepping into the picture. The IRS usually doesn't step in until there is something seriously, seriously wrong. And they do it when a bond is requested. Multiple people that I work with, my husband, have all received notices that their application for unemployment has been approved or it's being reviewed. Two people I know, one of them, including my husband, received the credit card that they give out, or what is that, an EBT card, or however they put it. You know, the debit card Excuse me? Somebody has filed for unemployment in my husband's name in 4 different states. How did they have our address? How is this job so hard and the fraud so rampant when you can just make a phone call? Isn't that put on the application? Hi, yeah, I'm checking. I need to check with your employer and then we'll see about getting your money. Verify the business. Look up the business license. Make sure it wasn't just filed. This isn't rocket science. And yet the state of Nevada is now out of money for those people out of work. You gotta be kidding me. All under Governor Sisolak.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are preparing to have an amazing weekend. Let's get to your phone calls, 884-9910. Gene's on the line. Always a good conversation. Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
Well, I was in attendance for the Republican town hall meeting in Minden, attended by our elected officials, our state senator, Assemblyman Wheeler, Mr. Settlemyer, among others. And there was lots uncovered in that with the legislative session. But one of the handouts at the – let me start with the problem with Dieter reported by Assemblyman Wheeler, that people nationally – across this country are receiving unemployment benefits from Nevada Dieter, as well as untold thousands of people who've never lost employment have been receiving unemployment as well. So there's a massive problem, obviously, at Dieter that needs to be cleaned up. And then on the election, there was a handout with respect to the election that it was uncovered that we did have a lot of election fraud here in Nevada in 2020, to the tune of 122,000 dubious and fraudulent votes were cast. Among other things, there were 42,000 duplicate voters, 15,000 non-Nevada mailing addresses voted, 8,000 non-existent addresses, which are vacant lots that they documented received votes from that parameter as well. So there's a big mess with our voting situation here, and an official investigation and audit really needs to be launched. And among other things, we had a lot of laws passed in the legislature that could have been far worse had not citizens been so active getting a hold of the legislators. But the end game is that laws were passed that made government cost more, made the administrative procedures in every facet of county or city government more onerous and more inefficient for these folks to take care of their business. And the end game is we'll be adding government workers and more cost to the administrative efforts of our county and local governments without any funding from the state.
When it needs to be lessened, we need fewer government employees. We need fewer government. Or we need less government altogether.
Yeah, it almost seems as if it's a stealth effort to expand the number of government employees who typically align themselves with liberal causes. But my hat's really off to the county assessor here in Douglas County, who really held a hard line on the attempts to raise property taxes and lift that 3% cap on Nevada's homeowners,
yeah,
who Democrats have declared as being wealthy and low-hanging fruit, as it were, for raising their taxes. But for those of us who have been here a long time, we don't have the protective, the cloak of protection of a ballot initiative to protect our property or to limit our property taxes. So we're really at the mercy of these folks. But it was actually some Democrats in the legislature who came forward and said they wouldn't go along with raising the cap to 8% for property taxes, or things would be a lot worse for us right now. But I do have the notion, as I'm driving around and I just kind of feel it, that the people around me are really putting two and two together with this governor and this Biden administration, that their misery index is going up every day they go out and interface with the wide world. And I think there's going to be a reckoning here in 2022. The big point is, and Governor Assemblyman Wheeler made this point, it is an imperative that we elect a new governor in spite of the voter fraud and the have to overcome the situation in Clark County, because they're not going to cooperate, according to him, with any kind of investigation or any kind of audit. But it's imperative we get a new governor in the state of Nevada to put a check on all of this.
Well, and it's, you know, it's imperative that we just go by county and say, you know what? We're not going to use the Dominion system. We're just going to do a hand count. We're going to do paper ballots, and we're going to do a hand count. So, Gene, thank you so much for calling in. I got to get to Brian, who wants to talk about Dieter. This just goes to show how this system, you know, is just out of control. Look at I brought you a story not too long ago. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, that payments are going to Guam. They're going through the banks, and the government, this is the federal government, they're trying to get money back, and they're saying, no, you sent us a check. We're not giving it back to you. Brian's on the line with us. Brian, what are your thoughts on Dieter? Is this my Brian? Is this the Brian who had so many problems?
Yes. This is the
Brian, I miss you.
Are getting better.
How the hell are you doing?
You know, I'm good. Me and my wife, we're back together. And I'm renting a little house, and, you know, I'm back on my feet. I did have to pull, like, $70,000 out of retirement, but, you know.
I still get emails, people worried about you. So I'm glad to hear
that. Well, listen, Monica, here's what's going on. So I'm finally, you know, I get my money from Dieter. It's coming in. I'm feeling, okay, well, you know, the government came through. Wow, you know, and you're kind of feeling a little better about the government. No, and then finally, you know, here I am about to start my season up. I was able to get my hands on another boat. And I've got my big one, and I'm getting my season going, so I start making money again and be on my own 2 feet. No, they decide to stop sending the money 1 week, so I call them, and it turns out, no, they're going to come after, potentially, me on all the money. They want to come after me on all the money because they're trying to say that I wasn't employed, or that I was employed by a company that hired me for, like, 1 day and then realized they couldn't keep me on because I couldn't take the job they wanted to give me. So now they're trying, and this is what Dieter's doing. They're trying to grab every employer they possibly can and put them on the hook. I technically could have possibly had to have been over in the PUA unemployment program, but they told me, they sent me over there first, and then they sent me back to the regular, and they were like, no, this is where you need to be. I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, yes, yes, yes. I'm like, okay, fine. I, you know, whichever department needs to pay out the unemployment, that's fine by me. I just, you know, need to get my support here. So now they're trying to make, they may be going into this. Of course, it'll probably take them months and months and months before we ever hear anything back. But they are trying to potentially come after every single dime they gave me.
Well, I think they're really going to start pressing this, especially since the IRS is coming in now and are going to try and, you know, do this audit and figure out where all this money went, who's responsible for it. And I just look at it as another form of government money laundering. You know, people were paid
right.
off that
and there's
needed
a, there's
to.
There's a lot of fraud going on.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of them. I'm not one of these people. And so now they're potentially cutting off support to people that need it in an effort to try to stop fraud. They have no clue what they're doing up there, Monica.
They really don't. Brian, thank you so much.
Awesome.
I got to let you go, but thank you. And I'm so glad that you are getting back on your feet. And when you get back on your feet, that's when they come after you again. So it's the state of Nevada. It's Governor Sisolak. What can I say?